right. Rob Carr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 553. My name is Will Coots, and we have a very amputeed Anna Hummel here.
Hi.
She were in a terrible accident, I understand, on the way here. You've lost limbs, but you're still here. Oh, my God, you just disappeared in entirety there.
Yes. All right, I'm coming back. I think the red sweater's the opposite of green and something like that. And
maybe
just not picking up. It's just not good. I'm coming in and out, but you can hear me, and that's all that matters.
That's true. That's true. Well, welcome to the program. It is the Homemade Broadcast. My name is Will Coons. This is Anna Hummel, live on YouTube, Rumble, and Facebook right now. HMB Radio on Facebook, willsyoutube.com. And Rumble HMB Radio. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, you can join us there Wednesdays live at 6 p.m. Maybe 7 soon. I don't know. I still haven't decided. I put up a poll because of the Bones news schedule that maybe people would like, you know, live content that is sort of, I can't look at you. It's kind of Bone affiliated.
My world. Yeah.
But I don't know. I put up a poll and it said, like, nobody really cares either way, it seems. Everything's the same. Keep it the same. Move it to 7. Nobody cares. Nobody has a strong preference.
Yeah. I mean, I do. I prefer the earlier hour.
You do?
Yes. That would be.
Try scooting forward a little bit. Let's see if that works. Live. I think that's better.
All
right. Oh, no. It's worse. It's worse for some reason. Why is it doing this?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I don't understand. HMBRadio.substack.com, by the way. We did an extra bonus episode this past week. You can get on Substack if you subscribe there. Full audio only. 45 minutes we did about the NFL being potentially rigged, so we don't have to talk about that.
Didn't see me flex.
No. I don't know what's going on with your attire.
Dude.
But it doesn't fit well with whatever's going on here in the Oval Office where we broadcast from now. Because you got press passes.
We sure do. Apparently, they're opening it up to podcasters and social media influencers.
That's right.
Which is, I was thinking, like, why does that bother me? And then I'm like, no, this shouldn't bother me. That's cool. That'd be awesome if Theo Vaughn was asking the president question or the press secretary questions. So
yeah.
I think that would be great, actually. Now that I think
I'm a fan as well. You know what I think it is? You're not properly lit. Do you want to try to hold it down for a second while I go grab the light?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can just stay on my mic.
You can stay on your mic.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Oh God, I want to tell a crazy story, but it's probably not appropriate for the Radio St. Pete Hour, which, by the way, we will be at Localtopia on February 22nd. Localtopia. It's this big festival, I guess you would call it, in St. Pete. Maybe that's better. Maybe.
I think that works.
I feel like this is making me look fat.
Now it
looks,
now
you can see me.
Yeah. It also is making me look fat. So don't worry.
Yeah. So Localtopia, if you are around the St. Pete area, come by and say hi. Will's going to be there and you are going to meet, for God's sakes, you're going to meet Nanette Weiser.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's such a big fan of yours. She thinks you're fabulous.
Yeah.
She says that a lot. Now I started saying it again. It's fabulous.
I like
fabulous.
That. I appreciate that a lot. Yeah. I'm looking forward to meeting her. I have some beef with the, with the Localtopia event coordinator.
Ooh.
Old beef. Ooh. That I don't even think I should bring up because I don't want to jeopardize.
I'm gonna see her tomorrow in the morning.
Okay.
So, we'll just leave that there.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I mean, it's settled. It's what's done is done. Although you did ask me about this person and I became enraged.
Yeah, I didn't realize that I was going to bring up such feelings. But this was circa when, like 10 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. But he clearly hasn't forgotten. Seems like the wounds are fresh.
Feels like yesterday. Yeah. Mm. Will we have E-Rock? Yeah, I think so.
I believe, yes, we will at 6:30.
At 6:30, I believe Eric will be joining us for an insider. I wanted to talk to him just because of his radio experience and find out what he's doing. And I have some interesting, well, perhaps maybe not interesting, but some things to bring up with him. Mm. So, I mean, you know him. So I'm kind of going to let you take the lead on that. Yeah.
He's a cool dude. I'm glad that you guys are like the meeting of the minds.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, should be good. So that should be at 6:30. We'll see. Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. I think I already brought that up. Go subscribe there. You can get it for free. You can get the free portion that Radio St. Pete gets on Sunday right now. So I put it up there, the free version, if you missed it, if you're an audio-only person like me. And then you can subscribe. It helps support the show. hmbradio.substack.com. And 813-693-2124. I believe I found a solution. We were trying to figure it out just before we got
final
on air.
Solution?
A final solution to calls. So we might be able to take some phone calls as early as next week. We tried to figure it out, but we had 2 minutes. So I just said, forget it. We'll do it next week. So that should be 813-693-2124. You can leave text or voicemails there. Got a really interesting exchange that I think I'll save for when Eric joins us, just from people that are really nice and then really mean. Like,
are you talking about SBK?
No, actually I'm not, but just people who listen to the show. It's just weird, the dynamics.
Oh, I know
what
you're saying.
Yeah, the weird, the people who consume your product and love you and then all of a sudden hate you, like in the next week.
Yeah, I kind of have, it's not something similar, it's more of like a juxtaposition. It's probably not appropriate for the show, but I'm going to try to do it. I was having thoughts yesterday at jiu-jitsu as I was chest to chest and essentially scissoring a 13-year-old boy.
Must have been a joy for him.
Yeah, and I remember looking at him and I was like, how old are you? I got paired up with him. It wasn't my choice.
Yeah.
And he looked really young, but he was massive. He was big boy. Like, 5'11" maybe. And I was like, how old are you? And he goes, 13. And I said, you're kind of big for that age, right? He goes, yeah, I get that a lot. I'm like, okay.
And like, big as in tall or fat?
Yes. Okay. Yes to both, but tall, mostly tall, just nice. Big. And the thing about like jiu-jitsu and puberty especially is a lot of times if you're a beginner, which he kind of wasn't, I didn't know that, but you're awkward, you're spazzy, and if you're really big, you could kind of hurt someone who's my size.
Sure.
So I was a little bit apprehensive, and you know, the instructor is telling us to get in a certain position. It's called half guard, but I call it chest to chest, half scissoring. And I remember I'm holding this position so the kid can do the exercise, and I'm thinking to myself, context really matters, because if he was like, hey mom, went to school today, I was chest to chest, half scissoring the teacher. Hey mom, I was a chest to chest, half scissoring the piano instructor. You know, all these things are wrong. But if he was like, hey mom, I was half scissoring chest to chest with this grown woman at jiu-jitsu, no one calls the cops.
That's true.
So context matters.
It'd also be if you asked the dad, he would just ask if he finished.
Right.
Dads don't really care.
No.
Moms would be more upset.
Right.
It's an unfortunate but true
right
thing in our culture. So I do have a few things, Anna, to bring up before Eric joins us, maybe.
Yeah.
You didn't go to Gasparilla, right?
Oh God, no.
Have you ever been?
I was there with you. So.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But you were blacked out. So.
Well, no, I remember.
2019.
Yeah.
I ended up leaving the entire group and just drunkenly finding my way to my best friend's house because she had a bathroom. God bless her.
Oh, that's the best.
But it was the worst. I hated the parade and I'm waiting in line. You know me, I have to pee. Same with you, every 5 minutes. And it's like a 20-minute wait to just a S box. I was just like, I got to get out of here. This is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Bad.
Yeah, we had, when we went, we went to my friend's girlfriend's
at the time
house, And we were kind of like on the outskirts because we were, you know, the friend of the boyfriend.
Yes.
And nobody kind of knew who we were in their group. So like I went in to use the bathroom a few times and kind of got some dirty looks. And then I had to be like, I'm with so and so. And they would go, okay.
But was it,
who's
was,
that?
But what was even worse is that I said that I was with you.
Oh, yeah.
No one knew who that. You were. I'm like, oh, I'm friends with Will. They're like, this is a girl's house.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to use the bathroom anyways. So please move.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, you know, everything went okay, but it was not the most comfortable of situations. And then the nightmare, I don't know if they have that figured out yet, but I remember just waiting in line and getting in a fight with some drunk girl because she cut in line for the porta potty. And I had to, I was going to pee my pants. So I couldn't let it, I couldn't let it go down. I mean, part of me was, you know, being a gentleman, you know, not even a gentleman, being chivalrous. I guess this is a lady who doesn't, has to pee and, you know, but we all have to pee. And we're in the age of equality now. And this is what you wanted. So no, you got to go.
Well, if men always let women go before them in the bathroom, they would never be able to go to the bathroom.
Exactly. You have to draw the line.
Exactly.
We're living in a society here. So we have to, unfortunately, you got to go to the back of the line, sister.
Unfortunately, we have to do equality, which sucks sometimes for us ladies. I'm not a big fan of it, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah. So that was the last time that I went. The first time I went was one of the best times of my life. And that was the first time I ever used, are you allowed to say drug names?
I was just about thinking the same thing myself. Do you want me to say it?
Well,
cocaine.
That's better. Mm. Yeah, my friend who's now dead gave me of a drug overdose.
R.I.P.
Yeah, gave me that. And I had the best day of my life. It was freaking awesome. Thank God I did, because I had to drive home. Now, this is not something that I would do normally. I was very young and very stupid. But I really do credit that substance for getting me home after just drinking all day. And that's part of the reason why I don't go now, because I know that there's a young man who is using that substance for the first time and has been drinking all day long and isn't as lucky and as skilled as I was back then, who's probably on the road and will kill somebody.
Yeah.
So it's just not worth for me to do that. And then you get all the, you know, you're just around a bunch of drunk people. The parade, you're right, it's not that great. You get these beads that are garbage. It's just plastic beads that are not fun. As soon as you get home, you don't know what to do with them. And they end up in the water. Now they're telling me, don't throw them in the water. This is a story I pulled up, but it's just not, I don't know if I'm aged out. I don't even know if I was ever aged in.
No, you were.
Or something like that.
You were. And I don't think you're, maybe you're aged out. I don't know. Every time I go on like a live stream of Gasparilla, there seems to be quite an older bunch of people.
Like, there is.
A lot of gray hair.
Yeah.
A lot of people in their 50s and 60s that are just drunk off their A and their B.
Yeah.
I too had a very similar experience with drug use at my first Gasparilla. But I got to do it with a porn star.
Oh, nice.
Who used to frequent the Johnny B show.
Heck yeah.
May I shout her out?
Yeah, please.
Her name was Jaden Snow. Did you ever meet her?
I don't believe I did. I didn't have the pleasure.
She had wonderful breasts that I would often take pictures of because she was topless all the time.
Nice, nice.
And she gave me that substance. And I remember I thought I was hallucinating because, which, and it is, by the way, it is not a hallucinogenic drug, but I was also drunk and I have an astigmatism. So it's kind of hard to tell what's what.
Yeah.
So I'm taking this drug and I'm looking at her and she has her breasts on display, like covered, but on display.
Was she a big gal?
No, tiny, like way smaller than me. Like I'm like fun size. She's like bite size.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm looking at her face and you'd think I'd look at her breast, but I'm just staring at her face. I can't stop looking at her chin. And I ended up leaving. And the guy I was dating at the time, I go, did she have stubble or am I high? And he goes, she had stubble.
Oh,
she had stubble. Oh, like all over, like a mustache and on her chin, like dark black horse hair.
Oh,
like not the 5 blonde o'clock shadow,
not just the blonde.
She was obviously, maybe, I don't know if it was some sort of hormonal imbalance or maybe she was taking testosterone, HRT. I don't know, but she had stubble confirmed.
Wow.
So yeah, best time ever is what I was trying to say.
It is a good time. I don't think I can do it anymore. I don't really want to. I don't really have a desire to do it, but it's a fun one. You want to just like drink your head off a little bit.
Do you, okay, if you can think back to like your glory days when going out was just so much fun and now it's just not at all, do you think anything could ever be that level of fun again? Because I have fun in different, I have like more calm, stable fun, which is like, oh, you know, for example, I went with Nanette and my dear friend Fiona. We went for coffee, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
On Sunday. And it was lovely and it was fulfilling. But you don't get that like crazy spike in dopamine that you used to get when you were just like out crazy. It's also you were maybe single. I was like younger. Better looking, like it was just more fun. Now if I go out, I'm like, oh, I'm like, I was 18 when you were born. That's gross.
Yeah. I mean, I think what happens is, because you brought up the older folks that are at Gasparilla, and that's true, there are a lot of, you know, and I think what those people are, people, rich people who live there, who live on the parade route, or they know somebody who owns a house and they go and hang and do like day drinking and then like pass out and then wake up at like, you know, their normal time of 5 a.m., 6 a.m. and go home to kind of beat the traffic. Mm. But I think it just kind of evolves into like an earlier boozing time. Because up until, I don't know, 6-7 years ago for me, maybe a little less, 5 years ago, wouldn't even leave the house until 11.
To go
11
out.
p.m. to go out.
Oh, yes.
Like, it was insane to go out. Now I'm like, I'm too tired. Like, there's no way I could leave the house at 11.
To do that. I remember my dear friend Deba came to visit. This was in 2019. What are we in, 2025? 6 years ago.
Yeah.
We left the house at 11 p.m., got there at 11:30, and had like a full night out till 3 a.m., and now to leave the house at 11 seems preposterous.
Oh, totally absurd. Yeah, absolutely.
Why would I do that?
If it's not 8 p.m., I'm out. And I like to be home by midnight if I do go out. I don't want to be out till 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning.
I got a rule. It's like a soft rule, but it's kind of a rule. I don't mind if I'm out during the day and I stay out till night. But to leave when it's dark is just a no for me. Like, I don't want to leave. Like, it's dark and now it's time to go. Absolutely not. But again, if I'm out and I stay out, no problem. But to leave the house when it's dark seems like an abomination and I'm against it.
Yeah. What about in the winter where the daylight savings kicks in? It's like 5:30.
It's bedtime. 6.
5:30.
It's bedtime now.
Thank God it's starting to get darker later. Yeah. Like, now it's 6:18 and it's still kind of blue sky.
Mm-hmm.
You can still kind of see out there. Not pitch black at 5:30. That is the absolute worst. I don't know how much it would change even if they did do that daylight savings deal, you know?
Want to change it by an hour?
Well, yeah, I guess so. But still, so now you're talking pitch black at 5:15. Now it's like 6:50. I guess that would be better.
But it would just get lighter. So then it'd be like dark at 8 a.m. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which I wouldn't like that either. That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I guess there is no good compromise. I would
prefer that, but you know, that's just me.
Yeah, and then it gets too hot. To even be outside, you have the daylight, but it's hot.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Life's not fair. But if you did go, and if you did go, leave a comment. I do see the comments coming in. A good way, folks, to get those read is to super chat them. We do have that function. It's also a good way to support the show. Thank you for doing that. Some of you do that. But I do see the comments coming in. I'm doing my best to monitor those. I'm my own producer here and host, so I'm trying to keep track of it. And I like that. That's great that there is you know, people here. Thomas, we got Joe, of course, we got Joe again, Mark in Sarasota, we got Garrett, of course, good old Gare Bear, and others. McShay's here. Oh my god, from poor McShay, Buffalo, New York.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah,
I thought he died.
No.
Oh my God. Around. I'm so glad you're alive, McShay.
He's still kicking.
Did he ever call in, or was he just like a tweeter?
I think he was more of a tweeter. I think he has called in the past on the shows. But yeah, I feel bad for McShay. We did a video of McShay, so go check it out about the NFL potentially being rigged.
Oh,
might enjoy.
All right. I forgot about the Buffalo.
We connected the lines in that video, Anna, to Taylor Swift. Essentially, this is Taylor Swift's fault. Mm. So thank you. So yeah, if you want a super chat, you can do that. willsyoutube.com. So if you did go, what do you remember getting the beads? Like, what did you do with the beads? It's not just Gasparilla. It's many other parades have the beads.
I think I kept them in my room for like a year because I was like, oh, I want to remember it. And then I saw them and I was like, I'm throwing this away.
This is plastic.
This is trash.
I hate plastic.
Why did I keep trash?
I don't know. I hate plastic. I really do. I know it serves a function and a purpose. Mm. And I think it should be used in a limited basis, but like you stupid water bottle. I hate these stupid water bottles. And then I learned about the microplastics. Everybody has.
Yes.
Yeah. The microplastics that are in your body because how they recycle the plastic is it just doesn't get, I thought it kind of got melted down or something with heat. And then
it's
they
like
put
not
in,
chemically bound to the water bottle. So like if it heats up in like your car or in the microwave, it'll get released into your food and now you're made of plastic.
So they grind it up. It's like ground up and then kind of formed into some sort of, and then what happens is that they can't catch all that microscopic pieces of plastic and then they rinse it with water. So then it just ends up in the water supply. I hate plastic. Mm. And that's what all these beads are. I remember I would keep mine because I'm like, you know what I'm going to do?
Cut them up and feed them to the pigeons?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to save them for next year.
Ooh.
Or next parade. So they would go in a junk drawer, and then I would forget, obviously, that I had these things. And I had years of beads, plastic beads, accumulating in this drawer. And then I threw them in the freaking garbage. So they ended up in a landfill. Plastic. Again, just clogging everything up. So you shouldn't do that either. Apparently you can recycle them, supposedly. The city of Tampa's Department of Solid Waste is urging attendees to take their unwanted beads to their designated collection sites.
Who is going to do that?
Nobody, which is really unfortunate. So all that freaking plastic is going to be in the landfill. It's going to be in the water.
I didn't realize this was such a trigger for you.
I hate it. It's
environmentally friendly. Will.
I'm always was.
I know. But like, I can tell you're passionate about it.
Yeah, I am. Mm. Genuinely. I just hate plastic. Will you do me a favor? Yeah, she's going to close the door. So if you want to go and take the beads that are designated collection sites where the beads can be cleaned, repackaged, or reused for their next parade session, you can do that. Through the Bead Free Bay Initiative, the sites will serve as the recycling effort to keep Tampa waters from being polluted. Beads can be harmful to the environment and animals and never decompose. I hate plastic. So you could do that through Monday, January 27th through May 25th at the Kate Jackson Community Center in Tampa, the Loretta Ingram Recreation Complex, also in Tampa. All these are in Tampa. Copeland Park Center, McDonald Training Center. You can do that. The city asked for beads to be dropped off alone as costume props and general trash will not be accepted. Who's just getting nude and just putting it in a bag and taking it there? Mm. Starting in 2018, the bead reuse program has processed nearly 21,000 pounds of beads. So I guess people are doing it some. For more information, you can visit tampa.gov/beadfreebay. But you know that
95%
of people just chuck them in the water. Because they
the
don't
water?
Know. Yeah.
In the water?
In the bay.
In the bay?
Sure.
That's terrible. I thought you meant in the trash. Maybe it ends up in the same spot, but...
Well, you're hammered. You got all these beads. Well, you might be right. People might take them home and then throw them in the garbage.
Oh, you take them and then you go, why am I wearing this?
But there's
this
definitely some people...
Oh, of course.
...who take them and chuck them into the water.
Did I don't know if I watched this with you, but there was like a diver that went into Hillsborough River and just like dug up all this trash. It's nasty, but a lot of it was beads.
Yeah.
Like years and years of beads build up.
That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. It's a stupid freaking plastic. Mm-hmm. I hate it. Mm. I hate it a lot. Apparently, the Florida Aquarium will also take them. They take part in it, and they'll offer you 50% off your general admission tickets when you drop off.
Feed them to the dolphins.
Yeah. They can be dropped off anytime, 9:30 through 5, now through February 16th. So that's nice. But yeah, no Gasparilla for me. I don't anticipate that. I asked Julia, my partner. I know people hate that. I'm not gay. She is a woman. But I call her my partner because I'm very progressive and I care about the environment. If she wanted to go, because she's from North Carolina. And she responded with what?
Wait, sorry. She said she wanted to go?
No, I asked her, would you like to go? Because it's kind of like a Tampa thing. Mm. And she's, you know, she's been here many years now, 5-6 years, I think. But
she said hail to the no.
She said F no, but said the word.
Yeah.
Says no interest in doing that. I would, like, I'm looking forward to maybe as I start to, you know, now I'm middle-aged officially, you know, moving into the next 10 years, like hopefully some of my friends start getting homes, maybe on Bayshore.
That's the only way to do it.
Then I'll go.
I actually did have a connect there this year and I still didn't want to go.
Oh, really?
It wasn't like a big house. Like I knew a girl who had a condo and I was invited to go hang out with them. But then just the thought of like parking and trying to leave, like it was just not going to happen.
You couldn't park on the premises?
I mean, you have to go the night before.
Yeah. And Uber's a nightmare too.
Yeah, right. So I was just like, and also I don't want to go. Like if I really wanted to go, I'd make it happen and deal with the headache, but I don't want to go.
Close enough friends that you could stay the night?
I don't know, because there's probably 10 other people that were invited and it was like a 2-bedroom condo.
Oh no.
One of those.
Yeah. So maybe like floor, but that's your best.
Yeah, yeah.
And that sounds, oh my gosh, like I used to do that all the time, just crash out on the floor. But that sounds like a complete. There's no way.
Still,
there's no way.
It's carpeted.
Yeah, you get on a little dog bed in there. You fit nice. Yeah. You fit nice on like a nice golden retriever sized dog bed. That would be great for you.
Yeah,
you could just curl up in a little ball, sit on there. That'd be great. We do have a few more things. We're kind of coming up on time here. By the way, we do do a hard out for our Radio St. Pete and podcast listeners. You can get the entire show next Sunday or Sundays are released. willsyoutube.com, Rumble, Facebook. Go follow those pages. Give it a thumbs up and subscribe. All that type of stuff. This is one that I did see did you see this story, Anna?
I did, yes.
So this is the patient who did the carnivore diet, but I don't believe that the originator of the carnivore diet would say that he's doing it properly. Because a local Tampa man, his patients filled with cholesterol after he ate 6 to 9 pounds of cheese and butter for months. Now, 6 to 9 pounds
a day? What does that mean?
That's what I was going to ask. Is that a day or is that six? I mean, that's still a lot. 6 to 9 pounds, you know, even for a few months.
Yeah.
It's pretty whack. There's his hands there. You can see him. Yeah. Wow.
Maybe just butter on his hands.
I mean, it's butter in his blood vessels.
Yeah.
It's pretty strange.
That's nasty.
Yeah, it's got. Oh.
I want to see the rest of them. Does he have a 6-pack?
Well, he did say initially the man said he experienced weight loss, increased energy, and mental clarity, but he ended up having to go to Tampa General after his libs began showing painless nodules. The JAMA
Journal of
American
Medical Association.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go with that. It found that the patient's cholesterol exceeded 1,000 milligrams of cholesterol per deciliter of blood, a massive increase from the baseline 210 to 300 milligrams. For reference, a Cleveland clinic recommends that a healthy individual should have a total cholesterol of under 200. The patient was eventually diagnosed with a condition known as, oh boy,
xanthelasma.
Thank you. The buildup of cholesterol under the skin, forming yellow growths that usually appear in the corner of the eyelids. 50% of people who develop that disease have high cholesterol levels, typically occurring in people between 35 and 55 years of age. This condition is associated with, obviously, heart disease, et cetera, et cetera.
Atherosclerosis.
I want to know, like, what is the 6 to 9 pounds? Is that per week? Or
I don't think it was in one go. I think it was total, maybe.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I use a lot of cheese and butter, but I also mix in, you know, my fiber and stuff.
Yeah.
and I just have like butter on my toast.
Butter is
and cheese
fine.
In my eggs.
Butter
I
is
think
fine.
It's fine too, but maybe not.
But here's the thing. There's always something that's the devil, right? And if you just think about like eggs and the rigmarole that eggs have been through of being healthy, then horrible, then wonderful, then terrible. Just don't eat 40 a day and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. You could probably get away with eating 6-8 eggs a day. Here's the thing, and you can look me up for those listening. I don't think I'm wrong, but dietary cholesterol doesn't meaningfully contribute to the cholesterol in your blood.
Okay.
So if you eat a lot of cholesterol, you're not going to see elevated cholesterol levels because I think you poop most of it out.
Yeah.
Cholesterol levels in your blood comes mostly from eating too much saturated fat. Now, don't ask me any questions about the science of the molecules and the bonds and why that is. I don't know. But I do know that dietary fat doesn't really contribute to cholesterol in your blood.
What we'll do, Anna, is I've got some theories and opinions on this as well. We'll continue this in the uncensored portion. I haven't seen Eric pop up yet, so I don't know if he's going to be stopping by or not, but that's okay.
We'll take like a brief. Oh, he said we'll be there in about 5 to 10 minutes finishing up dinner for the kids.
Okay, great. Okay, so we'll go ahead and move to the we'll say goodbye to Radio St. Pete, and we'll say goodbye to our podcast feed, iTunes, Spotify listeners, willsyoutube.com. You can get the whole show if you missed it live on Wednesdays that following Sunday. And obviously hmbradio.substack.com. You can get the whole show in its entirety. As soon as we wrap up here, I sit and I put it on Substack and it's there for your consumption if you're an audio only person like me. Thank you, Garrett. He got a super chat in before we signed off. Plant-based vegan butter is better. It spreads. No. We'll talk about that in a second, Garrett. But thank you very much for the chat. Much appreciated. So thank you, Radio St. Pete and podcast listeners. Hope to see you on the Substack and willsyoutube.com. Talk to you next week.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.